Carol O'Forey, yeah. East Coast Radio.
So it is June, that means it's Youth Month, and to celebrate, I'll be speaking to young people in South Africa throughout the month who have achieved great things and been a super inspiration. So not just to other youngsters in South Africa, but literally to everyone, because our youth has just been phenomenal. And today, I have one such person who will also be our Woman Crush Wednesday, because she's a lady and she's also youthful and she's doing all those amazing things. Despite being wheelchair bound with cerebral palsy, this incredible human being is the first wheelchair athlete ever to finish the Comrades Marathon, and is also the first quadriplegic to summit Mount Kilimanjaro. She is an ability activist and co-founder of Kaylee Campaign, which is a non-profit organization dedicated to assisting disabled children throughout the country. Her name is Kaylee Mycroft, and she's also an International Children's Peace Prize winner and Obama Foundation African leader. Wow, wow, wow. Kaylee, your accolades are incredible. And I'm assuming as you sit here now, you are probably adding more to that list.
You know, we try. We work hard over here.
I love that. Now, I guess the first question would have to be, you know, how do you find time to do all the things you're doing? Not only yourself accomplishing things, but also opening doors and doing things for other people.
Yeah, you know, I think I am not going to come here and say things like, it's all about balance. because that is not how
right.
My life works. My life is very chaotic and all over the show. And I think what it's about for me is about living the activism that I do. So my advocacy and my activism and my work is very much entrenched into my everyday life, because I'm not only advocating for myself, but I'm advocating for other people. And so when it kind of works out really well that when I'm advocating for other people, it also works out nicely for me. So I think it's just that we very much, my work has infiltrated my life, and not a lot of sleeping happens, but that's okay. We're working on it. And, you know, we got to hustle and get it done, because yeah, there's a lot to do. So
you got to hustle and get it done. I love that. Now, Kaylee, as I mentioned earlier, you have cerebral palsy, you're wheelchair bound, yes, and you did the Comrades Marathon. That for me is completely scary. I mean, Rory's running his third one this August.
Yes.
And I'm just like, how do you do this? A Comrades Marathon. And then you went to that very scary mountain and climbed it, Mount Kilimanjaro. And you, as a person, have so many things that you can use as an excuse to say, nah, I'd rather not, you know, being wheelchair bound, having cerebral palsy. No one would expect these kind of, you know, accomplishments from you. I mean, someone like me who's, super lazy, people be like, hey, get up and run. Go and run that Comrades. I mean, what was it like, first of all, running the Comrades and summiting? Was it, what kind of a journey was it for you? Was it a mental journey, a physical journey? What was it?
So I think for the mountain, for Kilimanjaro, I think it's very much a mental mountain. It's not one of, it's still hard, but arguably it's not one of the more physical climbs.
Okay.
So it's very much about your mind and where you put yourself and how you get yourself through that. And the one thing that we learned on the mountain is that your mind gives up before your body does. So you have to keep yourself in a good headspace for that. And I think I've taken the lessons from the mountain, and I've applied them to the other active things that I'm doing. And I think Comrades is very much like climbing a mountain, if we're being honest. I think the message for me from each one, you learn different lessons. You grow as a person differently each time you take on the challenge that is the Comrades. But I think what I take away from it is that as long as you're moving, you're okay. And it's not, I think people make it this huge thing where all we have to do is move forward. And if we're
Wow.
moving forward, then we're okay. And I do not claim to I literally every time I run that race, I am a wreck. I'm an emotional mess because the most incredible things happen on that road and with the your fellow comrades. I think it's I love going to KZN to do comrades because it's just it people who haven't done it just don't fully understand like the magnitude of that race. And I have I don't know if other people have this, but I call it comrades magic
Wow.
because there are things that happen on that road that only happen in comrades. There are people that I do not know in my everyday life, and I have met them on the road every year in comrades. That's ridiculous. Out of thousands and thousands of people that you meet the people that you meet every time. And it's just a beautiful experience that I'm so grateful that I get to go run this race, and I'm so grateful that I have people around me who are like, you know what? Yeah, let's go do that. When you throw out random adventure suggestions that apply, and they're like, yeah, and they
Yeah.
take you seriously. Like,
That's powerful. That's powerful.
but I think there's always this moment when you're doing these big things where at the beginning you look at it and you're like, oh no. What are we doing? What did we just get ourselves into? But then you're in it, and then you're like, okay, we're gonna just do this thing now.
Right. So you're speaking like you're running this year. Are you doing the comrades this year?
Yes, I'm so excited.
Oh my goodness. How is the training and all of that? I mean, it's been 2 years without the race.
Yeah, so it's going. Training is going. The way that we kind of train, we kind of just do every possible marathon and then see what happens. Which is probably not the best way. We run a little bit more than that, but I think it's we do sort of on the job practicing, like figuring out crises because every like disabled athlete will tell you that often things do not go to plan and you have to figure it out as well. But I'm super excited for this year because it's the return and I'm excited we have a point to prove now because last time we did it in 2019 we didn't finish. We didn't make it. We missed the cutoff by 90 seconds and
Oh
a
my
piece of my
goodness.
soul died that day. But we need to go back and we need to prove that we can do it again. And I was devastated in 2019 when we didn't make it. My dad, he said to me, "But Kels, now you're a proper athlete because
Right.
proper athletes don't succeed at everything that they do.
Wow.
And it's about going back and doing it again. That's what makes us powerful athletes. So we're back and we're coming to like take it on. And I think That's also a huge part of the advocacy, is that we come back every year
You come back every
and
year.
we need to establish that disabled athletes exist and that we're here and that we are capable. So I'm excited to see everyone there.
I'm excited for you. I really am. Now, one thing I've picked up in my short conversation with you is you have a lot of inspiration that just kind of boils from inside out. And I want to steal some of that for my beautiful listeners. For every
Cool.
person listening right now that might be
Yeah.
struggling with something, because we are going through the most as a country. I'm
Yeah.
sure you know here in KZN, we've had the most
Yes.
tumultuous year that's we've had, and times have been tough over and above that. What can you say to KZN and people listening right now to inspire them? Because I know you've got so much to say, and I want to share with them.
Yeah, I think for me, I think the most powerful thing is to kind of, I'm not, it's not about being positive. I think when things are hard and when things are not okay and you're struggling, it's really about just sitting with that and saying, hey, I'm not having a good day today. Or this is really hard. It's okay to acknowledge that things are hard and that you're not really coping with it. It's taken me a long time to acknowledge that for myself. I think I have some challenges with like mental health stuff, and sometimes it's not okay. And we're always society tells us that we have to be okay all the time. And we don't have to be okay all the time. We just need to have a system around us that can support us when we're not okay and hold space for us to kind of just take a breath and regroup and re-strategize and then take on the world. It's okay to take a break sometimes and just give space.
Give space. I love that.
Yeah.
Now, before we wrap up, I'd love you to tell us about the Kaylee campaign and how
Yeah.
everyone listening right now can assist.
Yeah. So the Katie campaign, we are 18 years old now. We focus on providing services to disabled people, and we advocate for the rights of disabled people in all spheres of life. And we really believe that disabled people have the right to access everything that non-disabled people have without having to fight for it. We shouldn't have to fight for basic things. And so we have therapies programs and inclusive education is a huge thing that we do. We have our youth development ambassadors programs that people can get involved in. If you are between 9 and 17 years old and you want to do some cool things for the community, like connect with us and we can make a plan. We also have a way for people to get involved and to stay connected to us and invest in our work with us. We have pledge partners so they can support us regularly. We also, you can follow us on social media. It's Katie Campaign on everything. And then like specifically in KZN, obviously we would love support on the road for comrades. And then something to keep in mind for next year, because we are ridiculous human beings, we've decided to take on a challenge to run 7 comrades in 7 days.
Wow.
And that's never been done by a wheelchair user before, so we're gonna take on the challenge and see how it goes. But that's a 2023 mission. So if anybody's keen to get involved in that with us, it would be awesome to have you join us as well.
Amazing, amazing. Kaylee, one last one for all the women listening on our Women Crush Wednesday. What is your inspiration to the ladies?
To the ladies, to the women, I think just be loud. Like I think being loud and proud and just owning everything that we are, all the parts of us, is really important to society and having the world embrace everything that we have to offer starts with us embracing everything that we are.
Can I tell you, I'm literally tearing up. That is
No,
probably
in
the
a
most powerful advice I have ever
way.
heard, because a lot of the time we're told to shut up. A lot of the time we're told to be smaller. A lot of the time we're told to step back.
Totally.
And you're saying be loud and own every aspect of who you are. That is beautiful. That is absolutely beautiful. Kaylee, you have left me with tears in my eyes.
Awesome.
Okay.
Well
I
done.
thank you so much. I am going to get Rory to make sure he looks out for you on that comrades racetrack.
Yes, I'll see you at the
There we
expo,
go. See you at Expo. Kaylee, listen, blessings on blessings to you. Carry on doing the amazing work that you're doing. Thank you for your inspiration, and thank you for being you, and thank you for being loud and proud and owning who you are.
Thank you so much. Just soon.
Thank you so much. That is the amazing Kaylee Mycroft, and she is really an incredible woman. As I said earlier, she is, despite being wheelchair bound and having cerebral palsy, she is running the Comrades again this year and doing so much under her Kaylee campaign. Remember, you can follow them on social media for more details on that.
Carol Ofori, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., East Coast Radio.